Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. This is Keisha. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Maggie from Home Depot store 1324.
Okay.
Can I give you the customer's phone number?
Hold on one moment. You sure can. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right. What's the telephone number?
904-545-9434.
One moment. Mm-hmm. And I do apologize. It is taking a little while. Please bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your patience.
Back there. You can't give me a minute. I'm busy.
You're still waiting on the system. One moment.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Customer is truly confused.
I do apologize. I'm still waiting on the system. Okay, and what's the name on the account, please?
It's Ron Grishake.
Okay. Opening up the account. And how can I help you?
The customer is really confused. So I guess you guys went to her home to attempt to install the appliances today, correct?
The only thing I'm pulling up is a measurement. And this was done on the 18th.
Yeah, but you guys put a note. It says, served by service provider, please submit a trip charge PO for failed install today. When tech arrived at home, the customer advised he canceled the installation days ago with Home Depot. XPO was not advised because they didn't cancel. They just, but the customer keep moving her damn delivery date because she's having floors done.
Right.
She's having a whole lot of stuff done. But on the 20th, she advises that she wanted to change her delivery date for the 28th. We went into the system. We changed it to the day after. Once again, she called the delivery team on the 22nd, which she never told us on the 22nd to change her delivery date for May 1st.
Wow.
I told us we would have changed it to May 1st.
Right.
But I guess somebody showed up today because she failed to tell us, and she's confusing the day she called us. And so she also said she spoke to you guys a few hours ago to change her date for May 2nd.
Because I'm just pulling up, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm pulling up two measures, and the last one I see that was completed on the 25th, so I'm trying to figure out what the order number was for, so was this for an install?
Yes, it was for her fridge, it was for, she has a fridge, a dishwasher, she has a bunch of built-in stuff, I think she has a total of three things.
Do you happen to have the order number for the install? Because I'm just pulling up a measurement.
Yeah, I have the order number.
May I have it, please?
The order number is H1324-34735. That's the order number that's under the measure where she paid $425.02.
One moment.
For the husband. Or you guys have 1324-34736M01. Is that your order number? I'm confused.
No, ours usually start with maybe a 111 or a 067.
Maybe, let me see. the install schedule. 429. You changed it. No. Let me look. What's
okay.
Field?
Okay.
Let me see if I have a PO number. Okay, so I guess you need a PO number, right?
Yeah, either that or maybe something, 111, something like that.
No, I have the PO number 2440-4207.
One moment.
Mm-hmm. Refrigerator, wall oven. Yeah, refrigerator, wall oven. And what else? Oh, that's it. That's the labor.
Okay, let's see. So I'm looking at the account. I see there was a built-in refrigerator and a hallway. That's what mm-hmm. that was intending. Let's see here.
Yeah, the hallway.
Okay, the last note I see on here. Boy, mm-hmm. this is confusing. And this was from the upper management. And he said he reached out to the customer who stated that she did contact Home Depot Delivery and was advised of a delivery date of 5/1. She has to says she has temporarily accepted 5/2 for the install date. It says she also stated that if the floors were not completed for the fridge to be installed, she will call XPO back.
Okay, so, but you guys have put a note to us to charge the customer for a trip charge, but the customer says she spoke to you guys, and you guys said you weren't going to charge her anything. She knew nothing of such.
Okay, hold
this
on one second.
This note was put by Adrian Barnes.
Okay.
She put in there, from service provider, please submit a trip charge PO for the failed install today. When tech arrived to the home, customer advised he canceled in the installation days. She canceled the installation days with Home Depot. However, XPO was not advised. Tech is requesting $50 extra dollars beyond the $75 due to extra manpower he brought along.
Oh, wow. Now, I do know about the $75, but I didn't know about the $50. Because
well,
I do know
that's not
the
what
standard.
We told to the customer. So when I called the customer to get her to pay the for the failed trip charge, she's like, she lost it, but she said no. When she spoke to whomever she spoke to today, nobody told her that she was going to be charged, and that's what her dilemma is. So, like, there's a misconception here or misinformation.
I'm looking at the notes, and I don't even see where she called in. All I see is notes from Joy Baker, which is the upper management. And that there was a note saying that the tech called in asking for the trip charge. Other than that, I don't see that there's no note saying that she called in at all.
But then how did they get the information about the customer's May 1st, May 2nd date? How did they get that information? They have to speak to somebody because they didn't speak to us.
Okay, I'm going by what I see, ma'am. That's all I'm doing.
No, I know, but you just read to me what Adrian Barnes put. So Adrian Barnes had to have had a conversation with the customer for her to be privy to those kind of information, because Home Depot weren't privy to that information either.
Okay, and if Adrian spoke to her, she should have notated the account. I'm not seeing that. So that's what I'm saying. So that is confusion there.
Correct. So is Adrian there? Because apparently we need to speak to Adrian. Because
no, ma'am,
Adrian, when they spoke,
she's actually in upper management. She's not in the call center. I will actually have to send her. Do you have a number that she can give you a call on?
Uh-huh. She can call me at 904.
Okay.
417-4600, extension 150.
What was your name again?
Maggie.
All right, I'm
because
going.
The customer said she spoke to somebody from logistics. She couldn't even, she didn't even know how to say XPO. She spoke to someone from logistics, and I know you guys are called XPO Logistics, and that her date was set up for May 2nd because she was trying to get it on May 1st, but I guess you guys offered her May 2nd instead. And so she said, okay, fine, that's no problem. But she said she was never told about any additional charge.
All right, I'll get this information over to Ms. Adrienne and tell her to give you a call.
Please do so. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling XPO.
Okay, bye-bye.